You've probably seen TV commercials about this thing called Rabbit TV. You know, you just plug it into the USB port on your computer, and suddenly you're able to watch over 5,000 free TV channels. I got one and installed it, and I was a bit surprised by what I found out.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Hi there, and welcome to The Computer Tutor Podcast. My name is Scott Johnson, and I am glad you're here. Hopefully, after you've heard what I have to tell you today, you will be glad you're here too. This is the podcast where we try to make computer stuff easy to learn. Now, my goal is for your reaction to be, wow, I didn't know that. And I have to say, after I got through reviewing the product I'm going to tell you about today, my own reaction was, wow, I didn't know that. All right, I have to give you a little background on me to sort of set the stage for this. Television is one of my pet peeves. It's a subject that I'm actually pretty passionate about. Sitcoms? Completely humorless. Why else would they need recorded laughter to tell me when something's supposed to be funny? How about reality shows? Trash programming that the networks love because they're so cheap to produce. And when a lot of them are actually reenactments, how is that reality? And the endless series of crime dramas that all seem to be made from the same cookie-cutter formula. How can people watch those one after the other, week after week, and not be bored to tears? And then you have the History Channel, quote unquote. Would someone please explain how shows called Swamp People, UFO Hunters, and Hairy Bikers are related in any way to history? Okay, I'll stop ranting. But you can see I feel pretty strongly about this, and I must point this out. I know that my opinion is not the same as most people. I know that there are millions of people that watch these programs on a regular basis and really enjoy them. Honestly, I don't understand that, but I accept it as fact. And that's what leads me into what I'm talking about today. When I saw this product that told me I could get over 5,000 TV channels for free, I had to check it out. Part of the appeal was that a lot of the content on my blog and podcast is about scams to avoid. Now, I went into this with an open mind, but I did kind of expect it to turn out to be just another hyped up, as seen on TV thing that just isn't nearly as good as they claim it to be. For the most part, I was wrong. Here's how it went when I tested the Rabbit TV product. I'll give you a couple of URLs first, okay? If you want to read my full review on my website, you can find that at computertutorflorida.com/051. If you want to just get a Rabbit TV device for yourself, you can get one for $10 plus shipping, and they have a current deal going where you can get an extra one free, just pay the extra shipping cost. You can get that at computertutorflorida.com/rabbit. In looking at the package, it said that it included a full instruction manual, so I figured it would be pretty easy to install. And incidentally, this thing works for both Windows and Mac computers. Now, the full instruction manual told me to do two things. Step one is to plug the Rabbit TV device into a USB port on the computer. Step two is to follow the instructions on the screen to register the device. And what I just read to you is the full instruction manual. Hey, you know, I kind of think the same way. Why make things complicated if they don't need to be? So I did what the instructions told me to do. I plugged it in and clicked on the option to run the installation file. And incidentally, the steps I will describe here are what I followed to install this on my Windows 7 computer. I've not run this on a Mac computer, but I believe the process would be pretty similar. So I followed the instructions to get the software installed, and it ended with a welcome screen that said, "Thank you for purchasing Rabbit TV. Your Rabbit TV includes 1 year of free service. Click here to continue." Now, that's something I had not noticed before. On the package, it does say that it includes the first year of service free. After that, it's $10 a year, or you can do 5 years for $45 and save a little bit of money. Anyway, I clicked to continue, and this is where I got the first glimpse of all the programming that was available. There is a lot of stuff to watch here. It was at this point I first started to realize this could actually be a product that delivers on all the hype that they use to sell it on TV. Because honestly, I've seen other ads, mostly for websites, that claim to tell you how you can just throw away your cable box, never pay another cable bill, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, usually when you get right down to it, all you can watch are a few shows in some other language and a sports channel showing a high school field hockey game in Romania. Well, what I saw on Rabbit TV was not like that. They broke the content down into categories. And I'll list a few of the shows in each category that they offer. Keep in mind that from the time I did this review to the time you were listening to this, the content has almost certainly changed. So there are more recent shows on there now. Okay, category, latest TV episodes, Nature, Criminal Minds, Chicago Fire, Nova, CSI, Law & Order SUV, Modern Family, The Middle. Classic shows, Andy Griffith, Dragnet, Flipper, Twilight Zone, Gunsmoke, Star Trek, Gilligan's Island, Dick Van Dyke, Beverly Hillbillies. All right, popular movies, SWAT, Glory, Resident Evil, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, there's an oldie, Universal Soldier. They also have pay-per-view movies. Of course, you'd have to pay extra to see these. Identity Thief, A Good Day to Die Hard, Jack Reacher, Django, Safe Haven, Lincoln. There's another category, TV networks. This includes Food Network, Cartoon Network, MTV, National Geographic, HGTV, Sci-Fi, Comedy Central, and the Disney Channel, among others. Live web TV channels. This includes Al Jazeera, NHL Network, Fashion TV, HSN, QVC, KISS TV, Hope Channel, the Outdoor Cooking Channel. And then finally, we've got radio and music channels. This includes Wolfgang's Vault, The Dave Ramsey Show, BBC Radio, iHeart Radio, Last.fm, Groove Shark. And so those are just a few. If you're looking for a specific show that's not listed in the examples on the site, there's a search function that you can use to see if it's on there somewhere. I even clicked through and watched an episode of a TV show, The Andy Griffith Show. That Barney Fife, what a character. Now, I have to say I do have one minor complaint with Rabbit TV. Whenever you log in and go to the opening screen, there's a new video at the top left corner. In the video, female announcer says, today is August 5, or whatever the date is, and here is what's being offered today on Rabbit TV. Now, it's great that they offer this daily update, but it's not good to have a video automatically play with sound, because that could be a surprise to some people. I mean, what if you're at work in your office, and you click to watch some TV on your computer? All the people in the nearby cubicles will think you're not working. And you're not, but you don't want your coworkers to know that. So overall, I have to say, Rabbit TV was a pleasant surprise, and it does deliver a lot of content for the price of one little USB device. So once again, if you want to get one, go to my affiliate link at computertutorflorida.com/rabbit and get the deal they've got going on right now. And if you do check it out, I would love to hear what you think about it. Email me at pctutor@gmail.com or leave a comment over on my website. Or call my podcast voicemail line, 727-386-9468, and leave me a voicemail. And with that, we will close this episode, and I'll see you back here next Monday morning with another computer tip. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.